أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول لك المخلفون من الأعراب شغلتنا أموالنا وأهلنا فاستغفر لنا. يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم. قل فمن يملك لكم من الله شيئا إن أراد بكم ضرا أو أراد بكم نفعا بل كان الله بما تعملون خبيرا. As our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left from Hudaybiyah on his way back to Medina Munawwara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, informing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the condition of some of those people who had not joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this Umrah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was leaving Medina Munawwara and there was this preparation of Umrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had invited the Bedouins from the neighboring villages who apparently had accepted Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had asked them to also join, but in their hearts they had thought about one or two things. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrat and he came to Medina Munawwara, and the Quraysh had not left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They traveled to Medina Munawwara at the time of Uhud. They traveled to Medina Munawwara at the time of Ahzab, or the Battle of Trench. And now we are going into, so to say, the lion's mouth. So what will happen to us? How safe is our lives? We are not prepared to give our lives for this cause. And hence, they then declined the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is returning, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam what would happen and what they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes back to Medina Munawwara. سيقول لك المخلفون من الأعراب. The مخلفون, those who remain behind from amongst the Bedouins, will say to you soon, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It has not yet happened, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pre-warns Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. شغلتنا أموالنا وأهلنا فاستغفر لنا. Our wealth and our families had preoccupied us. They had kept us engaged in looking after them. So that is why we could not come to you, we could not come with you. فَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا. So seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our behalf. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further informs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is what would be in their tongues, but that is not the reality. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say with their tongues such things that are not in their hearts. Their hearts was full of fear and awe. Their hearts was filled with the irrelevance of traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They didn't think it to be necessary to travel with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were not prepared to give their lives. But now they even asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to seek forgiveness on their behalf. And that was not even in their hearts to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded by Allah, when this situation does occur and it had occurred, then what should be the response? قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ ضَرًّا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ نَفْعًا. Ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that who will avail you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way whatsoever. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires harm, or Allah desires benefit for you. If Allah has desired harm, who can change that condition and bring benefit? If Allah has desired benefit, who can change that and bring harm upon you? There is absolutely no one that has the capacity, no one that has the ability to do so. So it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had you come out, then if there was any decision of any fighting, any war, and your life had to go, then who would have been able to save you? You are here, you say you looked after your family and your children. If Allah desired any form of harm, any form of loss, in the profits of your businesses, etc. Who would have changed that? There is no one else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. But the truth and the reality is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well informed about you. بَلْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّا يَنْقَلِبَ الرَّسُولُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ أَبَدًا. But your thoughts were this, very strong in your mind, that the Rasul, our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers would have never ever returned to their families in Medina Munawwara. In other words, you had this thought that they are going to go to Makkah and some kind of skirmish will take place and all of them will become shaheed in the path of Allah and they will never ever return. ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَزُيِّنَ ذَلِكَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And that was adorned in your hearts. You entertained these thoughts in your hearts. And وَظَنَنْتُمْ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ. And you had these evil thoughts in your hearts that this is the end of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا بُورًا. But you yourself is a nation that is ruined and a nation that is destroyed. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And whoever does not believe in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. Certainly we have prepared for the disbelievers the blazing fire. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the kingdom and the sovereignty of the skies and the earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him is the dominion of everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. Allah has power of everything. There is no coincidence that will take place. Everything is in the hands of Allah. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. Allah punishes whomsoever Allah ta'ala desires. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, most forgiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raheem, Allah is most compassionate. That if you turn towards Allah, even at this stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely forgive you. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.